E.G. White, to our brethren and sisters in Southern California, December 12, 1904. B-325, 1904. Los Angeles, California, December 12, 1904. To our brethren and sisters in Southern California. I am instructed to bear a message to you. You have a great work to do in soul saving, but you cannot accomplish this work by following man-made plans and human devisings. Special light has been given me regarding the character and magnitude of the work to be done in Los Angeles. Several times, messages have been given regarding the duty that rests upon us of proclaiming the third angel's message with power in that city. And now, as we see that the Lord has blessed the labor of Brother Simpson and his faithful helpers, and that large additions have been made to the Los Angeles Church, it is our duty to be wide awake to the privileges and opportunity of the hour. Wherever such an interest is awakened as that which is now manifested in Los Angeles, men of the best ability should be called in to help with the work. They should enter heartily into the work of visiting and holding Bible readings with those newly come to the faith, and with those interested, laboring to establish them in the faith. The new believers are to be carefully instructed that they may have an intelligent knowledge of the various lines of work committed to the Church of Christ. One or two men should not be left alone with the burden of such a work. For a long time, our people in Southern California have had messages from the Lord that there should be sanitariums near Los Angeles. For want of means, the work has been delayed. But not long ago, a building at Glendale, 8 miles from Los Angeles, was purchased and is now being fitted up for the work. I have visited the building and can say that it is beautifully situated and is well adapted for sanitarium work. Ample treatment rooms are being added to the building, which will soon be fully equipped. Between 20 and 30 rooms are being furnished, and as soon as money is provided for its purchase, a much-needed heating plant will quickly be installed. We hope that our people in Southern California will come quickly and heartily to the support of this sanitarium, so providently placed in our hands, and that it may begin without delay to do its work. The Lord has not been honored or glorified by the past showing of the sanitarium work in Southern California. This work has been greatly hindered because men have relied upon human devising instead of following the Lord's leading. Dependence has been placed upon human wisdom, and failure has been the result. But we now see a united force of workers anxious to push the enterprise forward along right lines, and we are confident that if they will follow the Lord's instruction and rely upon His guidance, He will cooperate with them. Elder Burden has been chosen as business manager of the institution, and Sister Burden is to be bookkeeper. Brother Burden has had a long experience in the St. Helena Sanitarium. He also spent about 3 years in Australia, acting an important part in the building of the Sydney Sanitarium. His self-denying efforts and unselfish labors in connection with this institution were greatly appreciated. Sister Burden is an intelligent and successful bookkeeper. Gladly would we have had her take the place of matron, but we feel that she is in the path of duty in taking charge of the accounts, for this is a most important line of work. We are very much encouraged as we see these self-denying laborers taking hold of the work at the Glendale Sanitarium. They have had a wide experience in sanitarium work, and they understand how sanitariums should be conducted in order to be successful. Dr. Ledsworth is endeavoring to dispose of his treatment rooms in Riverside, that he may act a leading part in the medical staff of the Glendale Sanitarium. Dr. Abby Winiger Simpson is to be the lady physician, and will stand at the head of the training school for nurses. She is fully capable of filling this position. Dr. Abbott, also, will assist in the medical work of the institution. Brother Simpson has been chosen to act as purchasing agent. In this work, he will be brought into contact with many businessmen and will have opportunity to reveal the high, ennobling principles of truth. He can speak words in season to some who will appreciate the light thus given them. He is constantly to be watching for souls as one who must give an account. These workers, each doing a special line of work, are to harmonize and counsel together, seeking wisdom from him who never makes a mistake. Each has an important place to fill. We feel that the approval of God will rest upon this company of workers. They are to seek to help one, another as each takes up his important line of work.
One night, we seemed to be in a council meeting, and the question being considered was, how can the sanitarium work in Southern California be best advanced? One present proposed one thing, and still another proposed something entirely opposite. One of dignity and authority arose and said, I have words of counsel for you. Never, never repeat the mistakes of the past. Men have placed too much confidence in themselves and have allowed cultivated and hereditary tendencies to wrong, which ought to have been overcome, to control and to bear away the victory. Various lines of work are to be earnestly carried forward for the enlightenment of those who are in spiritual darkness. Evangelical work must receive first attention and is to be intelligently carried forward in all lines of your medical work. You have, said our instructor, come to an important place in the history of your work. Who shall be chosen to carry responsibilities in the sanitarium at the beginning of its work? No mistake must be made in this matter. Men are not to be placed in positions of trust who have not been tested and tried. Men and women who understand the will of the Lord are to be chosen. Men who can discern the work that needs to be done and prayerfully do it, that the mistakes and errors of the past need not be repeated. The one who is placed in the position of business manager, he said, must daily be managed by the Lord. He occupies a very important place, and he must possess the necessary qualifications for the work. He should have dignity and knowledge, blended with a clear sense of how to use his authority. Christ must be revealed in his life. He must be a man who can give religious instruction and exert a spiritual influence. He must know how to deal with minds, and he must allow his own mind to be controlled by the Spirit. Wisdom is to come forth from his lips in words of encouragement to all with whom he is connected. He must know how to discern and correct mistakes. He must be a man who will harmonize with his fellow workers, a man who possesses adaptability. He should be able to speak of the different points of our faith as occasion requires. His words and acts should reveal justice, judgment, and the love of God. He who gave the Israelites instruction from the pillar of cloud and led them through the wilderness into the promised land is our leader today. We are under divine guidance, and if we are obedient to God's commands, we shall be in perfect safety and will receive distinguished marks of His favor. The Israelites were often suggesting their own plans. Often they refused to follow God's plans, and this always led to failure and defeat. Christ led them through the wilderness that they might be separated from all that would tend to interfere with His purposes for them. During their journey, He gave them instruction through Moses. These truths are to be gathered up and cherished by His people today, and are to be sacredly obeyed. No imagination can present the rich blessings that come to those who learn diligently of God. These blessings are secured through the most diligent efforts to advance the work in every way possible. The throne of God is arched by the bow of promise. Every Christian worker should keep ever before him the remembrance of this emblem. A covenant-keeping God holds the reins of guidance. He is to bear rule in every home, in every church, in every school, in every printing office, in every sanitarium. Our medical missionary work is to be to the third angel's message as the right hand to the body. Our sanitariums are one great means of doing medical missionary work. They are to reach the people where they are. The workers in our sanitariums are to be sympathetic, kind, and straightforward in their dealings with one another and with the patients. Their words and acts are to be noble and upright. They are ever to receive from Christ light and grace to impart to those in darkness. By their efforts, the sick, the sinful, the prodigals, who have left the Father's house, are to be encouraged to return. God's words to these workers is, Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end. Fear not, neither be discouraged, for I am thy God. We are now called upon to show an unselfish interest in establishing sanitarium work in Los Angeles and in San Diego. Sanitariums and treatment rooms are greatly needed in these places. A work is to be done that will open the Bible to the sick and suffering and point them to the great medical missionary.
My brethren and sisters,
I ask you to remember that money is needed to advance the work at the Glendale Sanitarium. Do you wish to act a part in the important work that the Lord has given us to do in that institution? Will you now do your best to help us to secure the necessary facilities for the advancement of its work? Intelligent, self-denying, self-sacrificing effort is now needed. Effort put forth by those who realize the solemnity and importance of the Lord's work. The medical missionary work given us to do means much to every one of us. It is a work of soul saving. Christian philanthropists should step forward just now to fulfill the commission of Christ. Let our brethren send in their gifts with thanksgiving and with prayer, that they may be multiplied and blessed by the Lord, as was the food given to the disciples to give to the 5,000. If we make the best use we can of the means we have, God will enable us to reach the multitudes that are starving for the bread of life.